This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. President Joe Biden's CHIPS Act, which lawmakers passed in 2022 to reestablish the United States as a leader in semiconductor manufacturing, is providing $39 billion in subsidies to semiconductor companies to ramp up production of the tiny computer chips that power everything from smartphones to computers to cars. The effort is at the center of President Biden's goal to reduce America's reliance on foreign countries. Although semiconductors were invented in the United States, only about 10% of the world's chips are made domestically. Intel, the computer chip manufacturer, will receive $8.5 billion in grants to build computer chip plants in the United States. The award was announced by President Joe Biden at an Intel plant in Arizona. The $8.5 billion grant is the biggest award the government has made under the new program to rebuild the nation's semiconductor manufacturing industry. Intel is the fourth company to receive a federal award under the new program and brings the total announced grants to more than $10 billion. The first three grants to Global Foundries, Microchip Technology, and BAE Systems were to makers of legacy chips, which are created with older production processes but are still used in many products like cars and dishwashers. These first four awards will help put the United States on track to produce roughly 20% of the world's leading-edge computer chips by the end of the decade. In addition to grants, the federal government will award Intel up to $11 billion in loans. Intel also can claim federal tax credits that could cover 25% of the expense of its U.S. expansion projects, expected to cost more than $100 billion over 5 years. More awards in the coming months will be made to other major chip makers, including the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, Samsung, and Micron Technology. The United States' dependence on Asia for its chips has become even more pronounced with the rise of artificial intelligence. Nearly all chips used to power the latest generative AI services were manufactured in Taiwan by TSMC, though designed by the Silicon Valley company NVIDIA. Intel has been trying to change that by developing new manufacturing technologies, beginning to build chips designed by other companies, and lobbying heavily for the CHIPS Act. The investment in Intel will help U.S. companies lead in the AI industry by providing a domestic supply of advanced computer chips. Bozeman, Montana, home of Montana State University, is ranked as the number one best college town by the nationwide rental listing website Rent Cafe, based on a variety of factors including education, quality of life, and cost of living. Rent Cafe ranked 236 college towns using U.S. Census data and information about the main college or university in the town. Bozeman scored first place, partly for being nearby to a variety of outdoor recreation opportunities and national parks like Yellowstone. Montana State University's scholarship offerings and student activities like sports and clubs also factored high into its ranking. Rent Cafe's article celebrates Bozeman's educated young adult population. About 34% of the people in Bozeman are between the ages of 20 and 29, and 64% have a higher education degree. MSU is growing and drawing more students. The university exceeded enrollment numbers again this semester with a record spring enrollment at 16,110 students. The university's previous spring record was set last year at 15,717 students. Rent Cafe's other top five college towns in order were Pullman, the home of Washington State University, Clemson, which hosts South Carolina's Clemson University, Gainesville, home to the University of Florida, and Boone, the home of Appalachian State University in North Carolina. Out of the top 20 towns on the list, 8 are from the western U.S., propelled by their young, educated populations and abundance of natural amenities, the article said. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.